Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
In the half century before the Civil War, 4,000 enslaved people worked at the University of Virginia, something that has not always been recognized. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, UVA is now actively acknowledging that part of its past.
Right, this story is from the Daily Progress by Ruth Smith. The university has been working on this for 6 years now, but they've just recently hired a genealogist to help identify and contact the descendants of some of these 4,000 enslaved people.
David, just finding them is in itself a challenge.
Even though this large number of people worked there, toiled there, lived there, they didn't leave much of a trace. In some records, it's simply references to Sam the Carpenter. And so she's working to try to identify these people and then perhaps find their relatives now, five, six, seven generations later.
All this is happening, David, as work continues on a memorial to enslaved laborers on the UVA grounds. And as difficult as it can be, they have been able to locate and reach out to some of the descendants.
Right. They're planning to have a private reception at the memorial at UVA this November of the people they do identify. And the university is talking about ways in which they can recognize some of these people. The Alumni Association offers a scholarship that benefits the descendants of slaves who worked at UVA. One complication is there's a federal court ruling that universities cannot offer publicly funded scholarships based on race. There's some discussion, what does the university owe these men and women who did the cooking, chopped the wood, tended pastures, and laid bricks and whatnot?
UVA didn't own the slaves. They were either rented or owned by students and faculty. If you've spent any time in Virginia's larger cities, you've seen people rolling by on electric scooters that can be rented for trips around town. David, that brings us to our next story, which not too surprisingly includes a Virginia Beach orthopedic surgeon.
Right, this story is by Celine Martin, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. It's a story based on an interview with Dr. Richard Myers, who has seen kind of the effect in the emergency room of the many injuries suffered on these scooters. Since May, 10 people had been admitted to the Virginia Beach Hospital for overnight stays. Six of those were head injuries, but they're also seeing a lot of broken bones.
Now, the doctor is not suggesting that scooters be eliminated, but rather that some wisdom, if available, be applied to their use.
Dr. Myers said he recognized that these scooters are playing a role in helping move people around, but he wished there was more safety involved, that people would follow the rules, not put two or three people even on a scooter. And he'd like to see wrist guards and appropriate helmets and really shoes. I mean, you take a tumble on your flip-flops, it might be bad news for your toes. When people see a scooter, they think childhood fun, romping around. But at the emergency rooms in Hampton Roads, they're seeing some pretty serious injuries.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.